counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Paul, talking to the Ephesians church, says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. If you haven't by now, you need to get a clue. You cannot listen to secular media. You, if as a child of God, you must have put your head in the sand. If you just following everything CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CBS, if you put them all up there beside one another and could time it, they're saying the same thing, or they're telling the same lies. They bought. And they're there to dumb down the sheep for the slaughter. I don't know if this is the case, but I think they're like giving people $100 or something to get a shot. Some place, I guess it is. What is 300? 300? You said 300? Uh-oh, I might, you know. No. I'm not making light of it, but, you know, just, I question this, and I'm just going to say it, because you know, I'm trusting that God's raising up a remnant that's going to be like John. Yeah. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. It don't matter. You know, the reputation, all that, forget that. You know, for God we live now, and for God we die now. You don't have a hell to put me in, and you don't have a heaven to send me to. Amen. He said, fear not him that is able to destroy the body. Fear him that is able to destroy the body and the soul in hell. So I would much rather obey God and say what he is saying to challenge some of you lukewarm Christians, some of you that have lost your first love, that have walked away from your call, that are hiding out in caves, ain't nothing wrong with you, except that you're living in fear, denying your call. Amen. Running from what God has called you to do. And some are going to have a rude awakening. God ain't pleased with you, that greasy grace stuff. No, some places God going to cut grace off. Amen. It's time to become like John, because it's going to get darker. And if you hadn't developed those spiritual muscles, you're going to be that child that's tossed to and fro. You'll be the first one in line. You don't even know what's in the thing. They call it a vaccine, but it ain't no vaccine. It's all kind of stuff in there. And you need a child of God, you need to awaken. If it takes 5 to 6 years to prove something, here you talk about a miracle drug and you want to be first in line, and you already see many people are dying, getting sick. Not necessarily that you get sick. There's a lot more to it than that. Those nano things in there and that luciferous that'll light you up on the inside is preparing you for something else. Changing your DNA. What do you think the toes of that image were? They were clay and iron. It's part of the conspiracy. Awaken. There's a higher order. I said there's a higher order. You have to be pressured into something. People are doing it because of fear. And it's not even going to prevent you from getting anything. That's what I understand about it. And then they got another time you got to get it injected again. Excuse my passion. No, don't excuse it. Don't excuse it. We just need to wake up. I said, we just need to wake up to the reality of the kingdom. I'm not saying somebody that gets it is going to die or that they're stupid or anything. I'm just putting out there, you need to do some real research. Even a lot of the vaccines they're giving little children. We get all this epilepsy and all this stuff going on in this stuff and Alzheimer's. And they're tracing this stuff. You know, your big pharma is protected. You cannot bring a lawsuit against them. If everybody got sick from it, so what? They made all their money, they're still making money. You can't do anything about it. Now come on, let's think about this thing for a minute. And then why has everybody on the planet? What is that all about? Somebody say, duh. Sometimes we just don't want to see. But it's there. And whether you want to see it or not, this is reality. This is a time that we are living in. Jesus is going to be coming soon. But he's coming back for a church without spot or blemish or wrinkle or any such thing. So we must be like John. You see, the characteristic about John was self-denying. He was mortified to the world. I said he was mortified to the world. Those who have lived a life of mortification are least likely to be driven off their stand by persecution. This year, we need to prepare people for persecution. Now people get scared and, oh boy, I don't want to hear nothing like, well, Jesus said in the book of Corinthians, even when you're persecuted, he said, you won't be forsaken. So if God be for you, who or what can prosper against you? But what he wants is for you and I and his church to take a stand. See, John was more than a prophet. Let's just go to Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Matthew 16, verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. All right, take up his cross and follow me. You know, to be mortified means to kill. It means to be killed. John was a prophet, but he was more than a prophet. He was a forerunner of Christ. See, we're called into the kingdom for such a time as this. There's not been a generation like this. And you need to understand who you are, amen, and what it is that you are carrying. You know, just to say, you know, the anointing upon my life destroys every yoke. A lot of people, they don't say that comfortably because they carry all kind of other burdens. They carry all other kind of things that don't belong to them. Amen. Because that anointing on your life will destroy every yoke. When you're walking in faith, amen, this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even your faith will overcome these things. You'll break those, that heaviness off. That oppression will be broken off of you. That confusion will have to leave you. Amen. Even sickness. We have authority over sickness and disease. Amen. That's what the Lord said. I believe it. That settles it. Amen. Any man that come under God, he must first believe. Lay aside your questions, your reasonings, your excuses. You must believe. Be it unto you as you have believed. Now, when we allow Christ to work in our heart. Here's where faith has to come in, because you cannot control the process or control the events or the priority of events. You got to trust God. You don't know what stands between you and the finish line. Just tell somebody, just finish strong, that's all. Keep your eyes on the finish line. There'll be a whole lot of stuff that comes between now and the finish line. But don't get your eyes off the finish line. Don't be distracted by the stuff that comes. God says he's going to cause us to finish strong. Amen. And as a matter of fact, he's already finished it for us. It's a matter of us staying resolute and firm and persevere. Amen. God's already given us the victory, but something's got to be outworked in your life. Amen. You can't be defeated unless you allow yourself to be defeated. You don't lose unless you stop. Why stop when you're going through hell? Amen. I said, why stop when you're crossing hell on a spider web? Don't stop. Don't even look down. Speed up. There's a church. There's a remnant people. Give me Obadiah, a book few have read. Oba who? It's in the Bible. It's in your Bible. Obadiah, verse 21. It says, and saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. That word saviors is literally, it means deliverers. Deliverers. There's a company of people, a remnant of people that God is going to raise, and that'll be forerunners, but that he'll raise up to be deliverers. Amen. There are mantles that are yet waiting to come upon people in God's time that have been left here in the earth realm that are waiting. You know, Catherine Coleman, Smith Wigglesworth, these are mantles. But it'll come on people that serve, that have been found faithful. Elisha received Elijah's mantle because he was found faithful. And he had the firmness and the resolution to follow Elijah. Elijah said, stay here. He said, as long as you live and the Lord live, I'll not leave you. While there were 50 other prophets looking from afar off, didn't even follow. But he stayed with them. Why? He had served. He had a connection there. He knew something was coming. There's a higher order that God's going to bring down on your life. Amen. An order earmarked by signs and wonders and miracles. Are you hearing me? Something that's not just going to counter the darkness, but subdue the darkness. Amen. But it's not coming to the carnal. I'll show you what's going to come to the carnal in a minute. That's why we're trying to pull people out of that, out of themselves, out of that self-preservation, out of that fear, out of that ducking and dodging God. Life goes on as normal, except when it comes to the things of God. That's the narrative in the world today. That's the battle today. Enemy's trying to fight you on your front step in what is most valuable and most pertinent in your life. He's trying to eliminate that from you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. The topic of this week's program is Help!